You're listening to SBS News.
It's distinctive, unique, and has been at the centre of some of Australia's most prominent events. It was flown as 250,000 people walked across the Sydney Harbour Bridge in support of reconciliation in 2000, and was draped across the shoulders of Cathy Freeman that same year when she won Olympic gold on home soil. The Aboriginal flag can be seen across Australia flying from schools, town halls, and at sporting fields. For much of its existence, the ownership and rights to the image have been contested. But now in a multi-million dollar deal, the copyright has been acquired by the Commonwealth. Ken White is the Minister for Indigenous Australians.
In short, we've freed the flag for our people to use it at any time, on any apparel or for any event. It also continues the commitment of the 50 years we've had in using the flag to be the symbol that unites us, brings us together for common good, but also in moments when people are protesting. But more importantly, it's available for all Australians.
Under the deal, the flag will be royalty free. All Australians will have access to freely use the image on apparel, websites, in other works, without seeking permission, provided they use it in a respectful and dignified way. Its creator, Harold Thomas, will remain recognised as the author of the design.
I no longer will have copyright of the Aboriginal flag, but I still own the elements of it, the integrity of it, that it's my design.
In a pre-recorded statement, he said he's excited to see his creation made available for all.
It's freed up to be accessed for all sorts of people, all Australian people, mind you, not just Aboriginal, but it allows the Aboriginal flag to breathe a new life in itself, right? Breathe. So it becomes definitely in partnership with the Australian flag, and that I love.
Mr. Thomas was paid $2 million for both the copyright and to buy out existing commercial deals involving the flag. The exclusive rights to use the flag's design were sold to a group called Wham Clothing in late 2018 for an undisclosed sum. The company, which is not Indigenous, has been accused of sending cease and desist letters to organisations using the flag design as part of Indigenous commemoration events, including the AFL. The deal was scrutinised at a Senate hearing in 2020, where Green Senator Lydia Thorpe questioned company director Samile Moore about the acquisition of the copyright, receiving few answers.
Can you please talk us through the process that led to you holding the copyright?
It was due to an already existing relationship with Harold Thomas.
Could you elaborate?
No, we don't know.
For several years, there's been a campaign to free the flag, to allow anyone to use it for any purpose. Laura Thompson, co-founder of small business clothing The Gaps, began the campaign after her company received a cease and desist order for using the design on their apparel. She told ABC News she was extremely excited with the decision.
Lots of Aboriginal people and Australians in general believe that, you know, all flags belong to the public, but essentially the Aboriginal flag was and is privately owned, and now, you know, with this announcement, the Aboriginal flag's free for everyone to use, and that's so exciting, and I think we're going to see the Aboriginal flag flying again like it once did, and for people to enjoy proudly.
The deal came about without changes to legislation. Professor Kimberly Weatherall from the University of Sydney says the legal saga surrounding the flag has been messy.
The case certainly does show that copyright, with its emphasis on and considerable powers given to individual copyright owners, is a really poor fit for important symbols and symbolic works. And it's also a very poor fit for a lot of Indigenous art where there are communal interests as well as individual interests. And certainly too, if Australian copyright law had better exceptions, like a fair use exception or a proper quotation exception, those exceptions wouldn't have solved all of the controversies that were arising in relation to the flag, but they could have solved some of the problems and enabled especially some important non-commercial and symbolic uses.
Under the new deal, future royalties from the sale of the flag by its official manufacturer will go towards the work of NAIDOC, while an annual scholarship in Mr. Thomas's name will be set up. Mr. Thomas intends to use the $2 million payment to establish a not-for-profit organisation aligned with the flag. Labor's Indigenous Affairs spokeswoman Linda Burney has welcomed the move, but says there are still questions to be answered about the ownership deal.
I think it's important that we see a representative group of people be involved in determinations about the flag. I'm not quite sure what the plans are in relation to how it's going to be administered. The Prime Minister said it'll be administered in much in the way as the Australian flag is, but we need to remember that this is an officially recognised flag of Australia and therefore hugely significant.
Naveen Razik, SBS News.